An advanced devotee is he who is always concerned about others' welfare. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Janma sarthak kori karo paro upokar. Paro upokar. A devotee is he who is always trying to benefit others, or paro upokar. And that paro upokar, the business of paro upokar, benefiting others, has been described as jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, you instruct him about Krishna. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar aggay guru hoya taroi desh. Because Krishna upadesh can be given by one who has Krishna, who knows Krishna, and that is Guru. Guru is he, jai Krishna tattvabetta, shei Guru. Whoever knows Krishna can become a Guru, especially when he tells others, gives them the instruction. So that is why it is so important that the devotees go out and preach. And those who are preaching, they are gurus. It is not that in order to be a guru, we need a stamp from ISKCON. No. Mahaprabhu has given the license. Everyone. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Amar aggay. By my order, you become a guru. For the institutional purpose, for diksha, there is a need for the approval from the society. That's why in ISKCON we have that standard that one has to be recognized by the institution as a guru. Then only he can give initiation. But for giving shiksha, there is no restriction. For shiksha, anybody can be a shiksha guru. And also it is important that when we receive shiksha or instructions, when we get informations about Krishna and Krishna consciousness, we should recognize them as guru. We should not think only those who have the stamp of Diksha Guru in ISKCON, they are the gurus, and others are not, nothing. No. Whoever is preaching must be recognized as shiksha guru. And is a shiksha that is more important. Shiksha is the important thing. And who is the principal shiksha guru of ISKCON? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is the guru, the acharya of ISKCON. And all the shiksha gurus and diksha gurus are functioning on behalf of Srila Prabhupada.